And welcome back to the Know Your Rights show, streaming live on the internet on RAT FM. So we've had a number of questions come through from a number of members about challenging these new mandatory vaccination laws. And one of our members and listeners, TJ, is very, very passionate about this. She's a member of a couple of groups. She gets a lot of questions fed through her, which she passes on to us. We thought, look, rather than just answering these questions individually on a daily basis, let's just do a short session so we can address them all at once. So TJ's called in. Are you with us on the line, TJ?
Yes, I am. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you going?
Really good, thanks. Thanks for making time for this very important issue.
Yeah, of course. No problem at all. So
awesome.
You're a member of a few Facebook groups, and you get asked these questions about these mandatory vaccination laws quite a bit. Obviously, there's a lot of questions, still a lot of confusion about it all. So we had a chat and decided, look, let's just do a session, and obviously it'll all be recorded, and we'll once we've done this session on the show tonight, we'll put that up on our vaccinations page, so anyone who might have missed the show can always click on that link and listen back to this this segment. But I thought maybe we'll go over a few of the key points, and maybe just let people know what this is all about.
Yeah,
does that sound like a plan?
Yeah, that sounds great. I mean, essentially, we as parents and citizens just need to know what else can we do that can effectively challenge this unfair no jab, no pay or play legislation.
Yep.
I mean, not only is this legislation disproportionately discriminating specifically families who want to enter their children into daycare and kindergarten and might need benefits from Centrelink, but it's clearly heading the nation towards mandatory vaccinations, even for school kids in elementary and high school, and who knows what else.
Yeah.
So we just want to know what else can we do.
Yeah. So, I mean, just to take it back to basics for people that aren't aware, the new legislation came into effect as of the 1st of January in 2016, and it's actually an amendment to the legislation called A New Tax System Family Assistance Act 1999. And as we sort of touched on just before, as we're going to be touching on again a little later in the show, and as we've explained many times before, for there to be any amendments to any acts, for any act to exist lawfully in the first place, it must have a proclamation certificate, which of course that act does not have. So that's their first and most obvious stumbling block, that legislation is not actually lawful and that amendment itself is not actually lawful. So that's the first way that you can challenge that. Now, just...
That's really shocking. Sorry, I'm just like... when I first found that out through you, I was so, surprised, because I don't think the majority of people realize that it's not been enacted. There's no proclamation certificate.
Yeah, that's it. And again, most people out there have no idea about this. And this is why we keep bringing it up. This is why we keep raising it on, on all our shows. I mean, it applies to obviously this particular piece of legislation. It applies to all the various road safety acts and all the things that they issue all these ridiculous speeding fines and parking fines under. It applies to the the legislation that the ATO uses. There's just no proclamation certificates for any of it. And the reason that they're able to get away with it for so long is because people just don't know. People don't look at this stuff. They're too busy sitting there watching, Dancing with Some Nobody and Some Loser Got Left in the Bush and all the rest of the rubbish on TV. And they don't actually bother looking into this stuff. And, this is the first thing that people need to be aware of. The legislation itself is not lawful. The amendment itself is not lawful. So that's your first, point of reference for challenging it. The second and the most obvious one is, who on earth has the right, or who on earth has the authority to tell you what you must or must not put into your body or your child's body? I mean, that's just, that's crazy. Only God or the creator or the universe or whatever your particular belief is has that power or authority. Only the one that created you has that. Not some government, not a group of, men or women that have no concept of the law, as we're finding out in the media at the moment. have any such power or authority? And again, that is simply a question that listeners, people who are concerned about this, can throw back at them. Hang on a minute. Where did you get the power or authority to tell me what I must or must not put into my body or that of my child? I mean, these are simple, simple questions that anyone who's listening into this now can, can fire off. We've got a lot of issues with this legislation, apart from the fact that it hasn't been, lawfully enacted. And that is that it constitutes coercive and manipulative measures by using those financial payments and financial incentives that are in direct breach of the right to informed consent to vaccination that's supported by the World Medical Association and all the international bills of human rights. Now, we've heard a few stories where people have relied on certain bills of human rights and they've got a response, well, the human rights are there for the good of everybody and we can't take your individual rights over and above the collective rights of everybody else. Well, okay, be that as it may, you still have a right to informed consent and you can't be subjected to these manipulative measures, which is what they're doing with this new legislation. Again, anyone that wants to have a look, if they just simply look up section 2.1.3 of the Australian Immunisation Handbook, it states that free and informed consent must be given voluntarily and in the absence of undue pressure, coercion and manipulation. Now, that handbook's available for free. It's on our website. It's on our vaccinations page. You can download that handbook, look up section 2.1.3 and read that for yourself. Now, clearly, if they're saying, well, if you don't do this, we're not going to pay you, or if you don't do this, we're not going to give you a tax break or a rebate or something, that is not voluntarily and in the absence of undue pressure, coercion and manipulation. So, this is stuff that's actually written. It's in black and white that people can, go to and refer to. Okay. It's in breach of section 28 of the Crimes Act 1914. Now that's Commonwealth legislation and that relates to interfering with political liberty. It states that any person who by violence or by threats or intimidation of any kind hinders or interferes with the free exercise or performance by any other person of any political right or duty shall be guilty of an offence. Now you have the right to be a political protester. But they've removed that, conscientious objection from that legislation. They have no power or authority to do that. They're in breach of the Crimes Act by doing so. Okay? You can go right back to the Commonwealth Constitution, section 5123A of the Commonwealth Constitution states that the provision of maternity allowances, widows' pensions, child endowment, unemployment, pharmaceutical, sickness and hospital benefits, medical and dental services, but not so as to authorise any form of civil conscription, benefits to student and family allowances. Okay, so they can't mess with those. It's there in the Constitution. Again, as you know and many of our listeners know, all laws must comply with, must be in line with the Commonwealth Constitution. So there's another breach that they have to overcome with that legislation. Okay, there was the case of British Medical Association versus the Commonwealth, where Justice Latham, did a spiel on it as well, saying again that you need to look at the class of person that these benefits will affect. And as you said, at the start of the call, what they're specifically doing is they're targeting these, low income families, single parent families who absolutely need these, rebates and, the tax breaks and all the rest of it, simply to survive, and they're holding this over their heads. And I mean, that's just crazy. And we know a lot of people that are affected by that, saying, look, I really don't want to do this. I really don't want to be forced into this, but I have no other option. And of course, that's exactly what they're counting on. But, it's completely unfair, unjust and immoral, let alone unlawful. So, I mean, there's some,
absolutely.
You know, there's some real issues, you know, with this legislation. And, you know, again, I want to make it clear, because I know this whole subject of vaccination is, you know, really polarized. You know, you get some people, absolutely, yes, it's the best thing and we should all do it. And other people, no, absolutely don't want to do it, don't want to have a bar of it. And it's, you know, it's quite controversial in that regard. But what we, you know, we want to get back to the basics that I mentioned before. And that is to just get everyone to just stop and think for a minute. Who on earth has the authority, who on earth has the power or the right to tell you what you must or must not put in your body or that of your children? Because, as you said, now it's mandatory vaccinations in regards to payments, but soon it'll be mandatory vaccinations across the board. And the next step, as we've been telling people for a long time now, it'll be mandatory chips. They'll start with the kids. You have to put the chips in the kid's arm. Otherwise, they won't be able to go to school because the school won't take responsibility if something happens to them and they get lost and blah, 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 blah. And then it'll be in the adults. And, you know, as we've said many times, once the chip goes in the arm, it's game over. And, you know,
If I may interject, the mandatory vaccination laws have been brought in by an entity called the Parliament of Australia.
Exactly. Now,
while we've got the Commonwealth Constitution in front of everybody,
yes,
relating to all of these Muppets being thrown out of Parliament, we only need to ask of those who are bringing these laws in, does the Parliament of Australia have the legislative right to bring in these mandatory vaccination laws? And when you go to section 1 of the Australian Constitution, it clearly says the legislative power. So the legislative power of the Commonwealth shall be vested in a federal parliament, which shall consist of the Queen, a Senate, a House of Representatives, and which is hereinafter called the Parliament or the Parliament of the Commonwealth.
Yes.
So we ask the question, is the Parliament of Australia,
yes,
designated as a legislative power under Section 1 of the Constitution?
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
Game over.
Yep.
Because they're not there.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And again, anyone who, you know, who might be sitting on the fence about this, I don't know, you know, go and do your own research. You know, there's plenty of information out there. But again, the obvious question to ask is, the minute the government tells you you must do something or you must not do something, whatever it is, you know, you must vaccinate your kids, you must not drive over 60 k's on this road or whatever, you've got to look at, you know, what's the reason behind that? You know, do you honestly, genuinely believe that the government is here to help you? Do you honestly believe they have your best interests at heart? Or do you believe that they are simply a corporation that's primary focus is to make money? It is a business. Because if it is a business and that is its primary focus, then the last thing it has, you know, is your interest at heart. And, you know, a lot of people really need to consider that a little more than they do. So there's the issues, there's the problems, there's, you know, some reasons why people, you know, should definitely be challenging these laws. And the ways to do that are very, very simple. We have made it as easy as we possibly can, and we have letters up on our website. So again, anyone who's listening into this, if you just go to knowyourrightsgroup.com.au/vaccination or just click the vaccination tab, you'll find some letters that have already been pre-written, okay? And you just need to address them to the Minister for Education and Training, the Department of Human Services, and the Governor General, who are the ones, you know, that are responsible for the payments and are also the ones that are responsible for this legislation, okay? All you need to do is just cut and paste your details into the letter, okay? If you don't know the addresses and details of all those departments, again, we've provided them all for you on the website. You just cut and paste those details into the letter, you download it, you print it off, put it in an envelope, stick a dollar stamp on it and send it off. Okay, so very, very simple for people who want a step-by-step strategy for challenging this legislation to do so. Just go to the website, download the letter, fill it out, post it off, We've also got a detailed vaccination warranty form that people can download if they're concerned about whether these vaccinations are safe or not. Take that vaccination warranty form into your doctor and just ask the doctor if he's prepared to put his name to it and sign it. Because if he's not, then he needs to give you an exemption. It's very, very simple. And look, if he's prepared to warranty, then great. But we haven't come across anyone that will yet. So, yeah. You know, these are simple, simple things that people can do. And again, there's no charge for any of this. This is far too important. You know, obviously we do have, you know, various products and services that we charge for. You know, we've got to put food on our table as well. But this, you know, this is just far too important. We make this accessible for everyone. It's completely free on our website. Now, the other thing that we would urge people to do is also have a look at the My Will letter. Again, you can download it for free on our website, on the vaccinations page, and that is just a very, very simple letter directed to your local, state, or federal MP, just requiring that the wording of the legislation simply be changed so that wherever the word must appears, that it's simply changed to may or should. So instead of them saying this must be done, you just want to say it may or should be done. And if we can just get them to make those small changes, that gives everyone the break that they need. So, that's all there for people. As I said, completely free of charge to access. We just need people to actually go there, download these letters, fill them out and send them off. And, you know, let's bombard these departments with this paperwork, which they must respond to. Remember, all these departments have, you know, legal requirements. When people send correspondence, they must respond to it. So, you know, it's all there. We can't make it any easier. We can't make it any simpler. So, you know, we would urge everyone listening in, you know, check out that page. As I said, in a couple of days, we'll get our editing guru to put this segment up on the page as well for people to listen back to. And, you know, let's get links to our vaccination page plastered all over the social media, the Facebook, the Instagram, the, you know, the Twitter, whatever. And, you know, let's get this out there.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you for making that available. Do we have time for a couple of questions?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. If you've got a couple of quick questions, shoot away.
Yes, I do. So some of the parents that I have told about tonight's show wanted to know that, you know, they're dealing with kindergartens and they're trying to get their kids into kindergarten, some of which have already been accepted, and so they have this grace period.
Yep.
What are the documents that they could take to a kindergarten that will basically help them in getting their child in whilst they're also hopefully taking action towards sending letters to their members of parliament?
Yep. So all you do is you get those same letters that you sent to the members of parliament, but just address it to the kindergarten, because the same issues that you're raising with the members of parliament or Centrelink or whatever are the same issues that you need to raise with the head of the kindergarten.
All right.
Yep.
So the same letters that are on the website you've
That's
made
it.
Available.
Yep. Exactly. You just address it to the kindergarten or the daycare centre or whatever it is instead. That's it. Yep.
You'd provide a question. You ask them the question. Is the Parliament of Australia a legislative authority under the Commonwealth Constitution?
But that's, as I said, and again, you can add in all these extra bits. We've just created some basic letters, but, you know, once you get your head around these different concepts, once you've done the research, look this up for yourselves, absolutely, you can add that in as well.
Okay. The other question is, do you know if kindergartens really are subject to fines in Victoria if they accept kids whose parents have, for example, healthcare cards that are under this grace period that allow them to be
what we're asking people to do is educate. It's like we tell people, you know, when they get pulled over by the police, you know, you have a responsibility to educate the police, and you ask the police questions. You know, do you know that you're a private servant, not a public servant? Do you know that you're not actually paid for by the government? And they go, oh no, I didn't realize it. You know, do you realize that you're acting on legislation that's not actually lawful? And you need to educate them. So again, as parents, we need to educate the kindergartens and the daycare centers so that they have a right of recourse if anyone was to challenge them. Oh, why'd you let this kid in? Or why'd you do that? Or why'd you do that? Well, hang on a minute. This person has shown me this letter. This person has shown me that this legislation's unlawful. Now, you know, get the kindergarten, get the daycare centre to send off the letters to the MPs and everything as well.
Yeah, yeah. Fair enough. Because, I mean, they're going to lose business as well. With
exactly. Absolutely. Of course.
Yeah.
But only a court
can impose
can
a fine.
Issue
yeah.
a fine. Right? That's as simple as it gets. And
okay.
only a court, right? So no department of any of any state or Commonwealth government has the judicial power to impose a penalty or a fine. Only a court can do that. Right, and that's section right. 71 of the Constitution.
Right, so if they were to receive a fine, for
then
example, from
you would
the
ask
Department
them,
of Human Services,
yeah, you would ask
then
them,
it's not lawful.
Yeah.
Could you please show me where the Department of Human Services has been allocated the right as a Chapter 3 court?
Yep.
Right, that's it. Are you a court?
Yep, that's it.
Okay.
So it's all about educating these centres as well.
Right. Thank you for answering those questions. There's one more.
All right, as long as it's super quick, because we do need to get to our next break. We're a bit over time.
Okay. Oh, okay. Never mind. Thank you so much, though, for answering those questions and for, you know, running us through all the different sections that basically say that this is all unlawful. It's great.
Yeah. Look, and as I said, we'll put a copy of this recording up on our vaccinations page in the next couple of days. We're also going to put up a document called the Nuremberg Code and Mandatory Vaccination, which is another really great read. So we'll upload that as well in the next few days so people can download that and have a read through it. And it's really important that people just, you know, go through, do the research, find out, you know, this information that we've obviously covered tonight. And then most importantly, of course, take action.
Thank you so much.
No worries.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Daryl.
All right. Thanks very much, TJ. Thanks for the call. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye. So, yeah, look, I mean, the information's all there, and it's great to see that, you know, our members and listeners are getting proactive and putting these groups together. We're talking about doing some live events next year that'll cover some of this. We want to do some webinars as well. So, you know, we know this is an important topic for a lot of people. So we will be focusing on that a little bit more next year.